This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The shaking you feel is not merely economic turbulence, Israel. It is the cracking of Edom's foundations, the dismantling of wealth amassed through generations of hostility towards Jacob. Obadiah spoke of this hour, declaring, "The pride of your heart has caused you to dwell in rocky heights, you who say, 'Who can bring me down to the ground?'" Obadiah 1:3. They believed themselves untouchable, secure in their financial fortresses. Now observe the crumbling. We are witnessing the exposure of Edom, the unraveling of a system built on deceit and sustained by the exploitation of nations. For centuries, Edom, carried through the lineage of Esau, manifested in the empires that have oppressed Israel, has amassed power through the control of wealth. The so-called Western banking systems, these intricate webs of usury and debt, are not neutral instruments of commerce. They are manifestations of Edomite power. They have long exploited the nations, amassing fortunes on the backs of honest labor and righteous trade. Yahuwah does not overlook this. He sees the hidden hand of deceit, the manipulation of markets, the enslavement through interest. Remember the warning in Proverbs 28:8. The wealth of the rich man is his fortified city, but poverty is the destruction of the poor. Edom built its city on sand, on the broken covenants and stolen inheritance of Israel. This isn't a collapse born of incompetence, but a judgment enacted by Yahuwah. They chase profit at any cost, even as their empire weakens, blinded by arrogance. This pursuit is a testament to their spiritual poverty, a rejection of righteousness. And as their wealth diminishes, so too does their ability to project power, to enforce their will upon the nations. The search has begun, a search not for solutions, but for what remains of Edom's treasures. Obadiah prophesied this plundering, this stripping away of their ill-gotten gains. They thought they could hoard, accumulate, and control. Yahuwah is demonstrating that all wealth ultimately belongs to him, and he will redistribute it according to his righteous judgment. But this judgment is not merely about financial ruin. It's a necessary precursor to restoration. As Edom's grip loosens, space is created for the awakening of scattered Israel, for the rebuilding of a righteous economy. We see signs of this emerging, whispers of a new way of doing things, a system rooted in justice and equity. Yahal spoke of a time when the storehouses would be filled, when the harvest would be abundant, Yahal 2:26. This is not a promise of ease, but a call to prepare, to gather resources, to build a foundation for a returning Israel. A Israel not defined by political borders, but by covenant loyalty, by a shared heritage and a commitment to Yahuwah's law. The echoes of ancient conflicts are growing louder. The resurgence of adversarial powers, the whispers of Magog, the return to an age of iron, these are not isolated events. Yeshekel warned of this, Yeshekel 38:21, a time of intense struggle preceding the day of Yahuwah. Edom, ever the instigator, seeks to reignite these conflicts, to maintain its dominance through division and war. But Yahuwah will not allow it. He is exposing their schemes, dismantling their alliances, and preparing the way for his righteous intervention. And within this unraveling, within this time of judgment and preparation, lies the seed of a restoration economy. Yeshayahu foretold of a time when the righteous would flourish, when they would rebuild the ruined places and establish a new order, Yeshayahu 61:6. This is not about simply replacing one flawed system with another. It's about building a system based on the principles of righteousness, a system that prioritizes the needs of the vulnerable, that honors the covenant, and that glorifies Yahuwah. It requires a radical shift in perspective, a rejection of the values of Edom, and an embrace of the values of the kingdom. The watchman sees these threads converging. The plundering of Edom, the preparation for restoration, the resurgence of ancient conflicts, all pointing towards the approaching day of Yahuwah. It is a time of both great peril and great opportunity, a time to discern the signs, to separate from Babylon, and to align ourselves with Yahuwah's purpose. The hour is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.